Hello, y'all. Welcome to Cross Politic Midweek 5-Minute Fix.
Ooh.
Harvard University.
The smart people, right? They're so smart.
Thousands of Puritans migrated to Massachusetts, right?
Okay.
Christians. And they needed to start a school to train clergy.
Glory, hallelujah.
And what did they come up with? Harvard University.
Harvard. A Jesus school.
So what's going on?
Was a Jesus school. Campus reform. So I can't even say this. Harvard University's BGLTQ student life group at Harvard released a school-sponsored guide, a guide to how to fight transphobia and all this, get the facts about gender and diversity straight and all that. In this school-sponsored guide, they say, for many people, gender expression, identity, self-understanding can change from day to day. So not only can
identity.
You be born this way, but now we're chameleons.
It can change day to day.
We're chameleons. Huh.
Well, I've always wanted that double minority loan.
You wanted the Indian loan and the
if they're still doing casinos for what brand of Indian right now? I can be that tomorrow.
Yeah, if gender, why not
self-expression?
Why not race? Why not ethnicity?
Yeah, they said self-expression.
Why not age?
You know, the last time the officer pulled me over, I told him I was a middle-aged white man. He didn't believe me. So
you should have said you're a middle-aged white woman.
Oh, that one was. Well, next time I'll feel like that, I'll let him know. He didn't believe. Maybe he needs to go to Harvard.
Show him a little of your cleavage.
Yeah. I think that'd get me arrested. I don't think
Midweek 5-Minute Fix. This is going to wake some people up.
Oh, no.
So hang on. All right. Let's pause on that topic for a second.
Okay.
And let's get into Rachel Dolezal.
Who?
Who believed 2 years ago, hey, here's a woman who turns, who knows, 30 years old and decides she wants to be black so that she can get a high paying gig at the NAACP and then gets outed. Well, they were wrong. Because it's a much more complicated story. Let me share with the audience some of what I learned about you from the book. Mm. I learned that as a child at age 4, and put this up on the screen, when you were asked to sketch yourself, you sketched yourself as a black child. You fantasized that you were from Africa. When Aunt Becky wanted to get you a Raggedy Ann or Andy doll, you finished the story. What kind of doll did Aunt Becky get you?
Well, she actually made me a black Raggedy Ann and Andy doll.
Let's stop right there. For one, this is CNN. This guy asking the questions and taking her seriously.
Yeah.
Right? They got it wrong.
Absolutely.
They got it. They fired her.
They're walking it back.
Yeah. He's fallen right into her story.
Yeah.
But she's white.
Uh-huh.
But she don't feel white.
But she drew a picture of a black girl when she was 4 years old.
I need to draw a picture of a millionaire.
A self-portrait.
Giving you money. Fantasize about it.
Man.
Fantasize about it. It can come true.
This is rich. You know, if only the slaves knew all you had to do was just think different about yourself and you wouldn't have to be a slave anymore. Yeah.
Self-identify as a white person.
Oh, wow.
As a master.
That's not insulting at all.
That's right.
Wow.
That's great.
But the gods have spoken, right?
Yeah. Right.
This is the gods. I mean, you know, everybody laughed her off the stage, whatever it was, a year or two ago.
And she's getting traction now.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
The gods are smiling on her now.
And when this is coming from one of the most highly influential schools like Harvard, this is the same message. They're preaching the same gospel, right?
If gender can change day to day.
You know what? This is why Christians, we got to go back to say, hey, have you not heard that God made them male and female since the beginning?
Right?
Like, that's our argument. Like, that. Have you not heard?
Right.
We're not falling down that garbage.
So here's
God made you a man or God made you a woman, but there's no in between.
And all that changing is what we need to see is it's not only disobedient to God, which is of course huge, but it's ultimately defaming the image of God.
That's right.
In the people that God's made.
That's
it's
right.
Dishonoring them, it's defaming them.
So what we need to do is we need to get Rachel on the show. So our listeners,
yes.
Tag her.
Tag Rachel.
Tag
Tell her
Rachel.
To come on Cross Politics.
And we'll discuss her book.
Yes.
Her new book coming out.
Yes. So, guys, until next week, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbors, yourself. Go fight, laugh, and feast.